Today is a good morning. It is absolutely wonderful to see everyone here. Welcome. And I am Dr. Cynthia Johnson. I'm the director of Pinellas County Economic Development. And I am so thrilled that you all have joined us here today for this groundbreaking ceremony. I know it's been long awaiting, and many of us have worked together over the years to get to this place, in this space. And I'm so excited that we are finally here to break ground on the new ARC Innovation Center. Pinellas County has been working diligently on this project for a long time, but we didn't do this by ourselves. We did it with all of the partners. I'm going to share with you a little bit later who those partners are. But if you've heard me say it before, I say it again. We are so much better together as one community, with one voice, with one Pinellas. What we are doing is going to change the landscape of our community, not just here in St. Petersburg or in the Tampa Bay region, but I'd like to say that this endeavor will change the landscape globally. Pinellas County is perfectly positioned to be the innovation hub of the U.S., and St. Petersburg is the epicenter. This wonderful event came because of many of you in this room, and so I would like to just acknowledge the commitment of the partners. The United States Economic Development Administration, the wonderful city of St. Petersburg, and its city council, Tanya Elmore and the board of the Tampa Bay Innovation Center, and Kathy Woods and the ARC Invest team, and a host of community collaborators. It is because of you that we are here today. So let's give a big round of applause for all of the community collaborators. Our partnership with the United States Economic Development Administration, unfortunately, they could not be here today, but I know that they are here in spirit. And they're definitely here in heart because we have been working really hard to make this happen. So in a few minutes, you'll hear from our partner leaders discussing the facility, the partnership, the collaboration, and explaining the why are we here today. But I would like to take a moment to acknowledge our elected officials. Here we have with the Board of County Commissioners, our chair, Ms. Charlie Justice, Member Ben Long, Commissioner Dave Eggers, Commissioner Renee Flowers, Commissioner Karen Seal, Commissioner Kathleen Peters, the Honorable Ken Welch, the Mayor of the City of St. Petersburg. And I do want to acknowledge Deputy Mayor Stephanie Owens. She may not be here, but she has been tremendous in assisting us. And from the City of St. Petersburg, the Honorable Gino Driscoll. From the City Council, Randy Gabbard. The Honorable Lizette, my new friend. Ed Montanari. And do we have any other City Council members that are here? Yeah. Hopefully, I didn't see you. And Gertis for the city. Oh, okay. And the Honorable Richie Floyd. And on behalf of the office of Senator Darrell Rousson, he called me last night with his regrets that he could not be here. But he did want us to know that this is the heart of the activity that's happening in his district. And on his behalf, you'll hear from Ella Coffey, his policy advisor. Ella, So in joining us from Pinellas County is our County Administrator, Mr. Barry Burton. And our Assistant County Administrator, Mr. Kevin Knudsen. So next, I'd like to introduce you to our Chairman of the Pinellas County Board of County Commissioners, the Honorable Charlie Justice.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Some groundbreakings are a little more special than others, right?
Yes.
Have we been waiting for this one?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. On behalf of the Commission, congratulations to all those who put in the time and the effort and the work to get us here. This is more than one county commission. This is more than one county administrator, more than one economic development director. This goes back a while, and we appreciate everyone's work to get us to this point today. The Pinellas County Commission has a vision to set the standard in everything that we do. That requires us to be responsible and forward-thinking with public resources to meet the needs of citizens today and tomorrow. Together, the partners in this project are setting a new standard in the Tampa Bay region and the country with a state-of-the-art incubator. The new 45,000 square foot facility will house innovators, new business startups, and developers of new technologies. It represents the true spirit of entrepreneurship found all over Pinellas County. And it represents the definition of persistence. The county's leadership, the Innovation Center leadership, our community leadership. Those who will one day come to work here will be an important part of our local economy. Here they will innovate, create, adapt, and together with the rest of our business community help drive the economic future of our region. This project fits perfectly with the County Commission's county strategic plan of the goal of accelerating job growth in our economy. We're proud of the collective leadership and work to leverage our partnerships and grant opportunities to create this new incubator. We look forward to celebrating the future graduates that come through this Innovation Center's programs, as well as the diversity and talent they will contribute to our workforce. In Pinellas County, we have a saying about, with partners, we can do more. Here, we believe that. With our local partners, with our global partners, we're gonna set the stage for the folks that you see in the back of the room to set the world on fire with their new ideas, their new developments, their new technology, and a new economy. Where's Tanya? Tanya, I just want to say thank you for all the work that you've done. Yes. It's been a long time coming, and I can't wait till it's not that long that we're sitting here to cut that ribbon with you. So congratulations on all the work that you've done. And I have one last job this morning, and that's to introduce my good friend, our mayor, the Honorable Ken Welch.
I was waiting to see what the chairman was going to say on that intro. Good morning. It is great to see everyone here this morning, and we actually have a majority of the St. Pete City Council and the County Commission, so I think we can get some stuff done today. To Dr. Johnson, Chairman Justice, thank you for your leadership. I know Senator Roussan, as you said, is continuing his advocacy in Tallahassee during this legislative session, but I want to recognize Senator Roussan as well. To Kathy Wood and Chris Paradise and to Tanya, thank you for your partnership in this important partnership for our city, our county, and our state, one that will have significant community impact for generations to come. Now, our city has grown to become an incubator for new business and technology startups. As Dr. Johnson frames it, and St. Petersburg is the epicenter of that ecosystem. We stand today in the Innovation District, home of the Emerging Maritime and Defense Technology Hub. And thanks to our legislative and our USF leadership, we will soon see the expansion of the USF Environmental and Marine Science Center, which will secure St. Petersburg as the leader in coastal resiliency, sustainability, and environmental innovation. That is worth a hand clap. Innovation and partnership are keys to our progress. The ARC Innovation Center is a great example of a public-private partnership. The center will stand on 2.5 acres of land donated by the City of St. Petersburg, with county and federal grants funding the design and construction, and $2 million from ARC Investment for naming rights and to serve as the anchor tenant. This facility will be the first in Pinellas County purposely constructed as an incubator for entrepreneurs to thrive. Once complete, the ARC Center will nurture and develop talent and technology generating an estimated economic impact of $28 million from the approximately 1,265 direct and indirect jobs that will be created. And when fully functional, the ARC's clients and graduates are expected to generate another estimated $127 million in annual revenue. This is an exciting time for our city. It's also a time of tremendous opportunity. We stand at an intersection, literally at the intersection of 4th Street and 11th Avenue, the intersection of the Bartlett Park neighborhood, where I grew up, and Commissioner Flowers as well, at the Frank Pierce Center, the intersection of Bartlett Park and the Innovation City District, the intersection of innovation and opportunity, the intersection of our past and our future. Now, it's important that this Innovation Center will focus on the key areas of fintech, medical devices, advanced manufacturing, life and marine science, and IT. But also, just as importantly, by collaboration and partnerships, it can serve as a hub to mentor and uplift entrepreneurial opportunities in those neighborhoods to the south, the west, and the north. Now, I know that ARC Invest has partnered with the New York Urban League, the NAACP, and the Woodson Center, the other Woodson Center, in New York. And we look forward to great partnership here as well. And so I want to thank Ms. Wood and ARC for investing in St. Petersburg. Let's give her a hand. And to that end, I want to thank Commissioner Flowers for your town hall that you held on this project, held at the Enoch Davis Center last year, which focused on how this project will be part of a startup ecosystem that will benefit the entire community, including minority and women-owned businesses. That shared benefit is fundamental to our progress as a community. ARC's investment in this innovation incubator will have profound economic impact on our community for decades to come, and will continue to spotlight St. Petersburg and Pinellas County as one of the top innovation destinations in the country. Thanks to all the partners in this important endeavor, and Ms. Wood, thank you for choosing St. Petersburg. I'm excited to have you join us in saying we are St. Pete. And next, I'd like to introduce Ms. Ella Coffey, representing the office of Senator Daryl Roussan. Thank you all.
Good morning. My name is Ella Coffey, and I am the legislative assistant for Senator Daryl Roussan's District 19. Welcome to the Sunshine City. Senator Roussan sends his regrets today as he's in Tallahassee, and I ask that I read this statement. As your state senator from District 19, I have the unique perspective of representing both downtown St. Petersburg and downtown Tampa. I've seen the development of downtown St. Pete and its remarkable growth over many years, and I'm hopeful that this incubator will be the centerpiece for our continued economic growth of the entire Tampa Bay region. Today, we celebrate the future of our economic innovation for our city and the historic rise of the entire Tampa Bay region. Thank you to the partners, and thank you, Dr. Woods. Thank you. I apologize. I now need to introduce Mr. Chris Paradise.
Y'all, this is a very exciting day. I get to thank some people that haven't been thanked yet, because there's always more people to thank. My board of directors, Rob Capusta, if you could just wave at folks. He's been with us a long time. Dean Akers, also been with us quite a long time. I would really like to thank my predecessor, who has made all this possible. When we were small, and no one knew us, except for you all. he found volunteers to help our entrepreneurs when we didn't have money to pay for real mentors who could, you know, get paid. So I was one of those mentors, and he brought me up, and eventually I got to replace him as the chair. And so I would like you to stand and get a little round of applause, because you were there when you started. it doesn't happen without people like that. And I'd also like to go back to kind of the beginning. Congressman C.W. Bill Young, who he's passed on, but he had the vision that made this possible today. He's the one that originally brought the federal funding in for us to find a place over in Largo, and that was the start. So when all of you have passed on, we're still going to mention you. So. And I'd like to thank our people who have donated money. Tom Wallace has given to us and has contributed a great deal, and we couldn't do it without him. Al and Sandy Steinberg are here, and they are contributors and great friends of the Innovation Center. We couldn't do it without you. And of course, my great privilege is in what I actually brought up here to do is to introduce Kathy Wood. And without Art, we could not be here. And I would just like to say a few things that maybe you don't know. Because Kathy and I have something in common. Her dad was in the United States Air Force. My dad was in the United States Air Force. So he ran off to Canada, was in the Eagle Squadron, flew Spitfires for the British, and then was eventually in the Air Force. And so we have that in common. And I don't know if everybody here knows who Art Laffer is, but Art Laffer was a mentor of Kathy Wood. So I'd like to give some thanks to Art for giving Kathy her start so that she could eventually be here at the podium and be addressing us. The world is an interesting place and an amazing place. And it is with great pleasure that I introduce Kathy Wood.
Well, we are delighted. My team and I, many of us are here from ARC, and we too have been looking forward to this day, but even more to the ribbon cutting, because I think St. Pete understands better than Silicon Valley, actually, and it's more organic, it's more grassroots, understand how much promise there is out there as a result of the new technologies that are evolving. So we have centered our research at ARC around five major innovation platforms that are evolving at the same time. This has never happened before. But I get the sense that St. Pete is ready to catch this ball, right? In a way, because you're hungry. We chose St. Pete among all other cities because we saw the innovative spirit. There's DNA, there's innovation DNA, and I don't know how you've got it, but it's here, and we know it because we've been looking for it. We went and looked at lots of different cities and centered on St. Pete, for the DNA, the innovation DNA, and because we thought we could make a difference coming here. We didn't know about the Innovation Center when we chose St. Pete. We had heard about it, and we thought, that's really interesting. And then, of course, we started working with Tanya a long time ago. But these five major innovation platforms are going to cause explosive growth. By our estimates, now this is very grand and it is global, but it gives you a sense of the kind of growth that we are expecting from innovation. We expect innovation in the public equity markets, which are valued right now at $10 trillion. That's truly disruptive innovations valued at $10 trillion globally. By 1930, we think that number is going to be $210 trillion. And the reason it's going to be so explosive is because of the convergence that we believe is going to take place between and among technologies. And I see here an openness to this idea of convergence. Not silos, but working together. So we're talking about public-private partnerships. That kind of convergence, collaboration, is going to be absolutely essential to capitalize on some of these major platforms. So the platforms are genomic sequencing. And many venture capital firms forget that one, you know? And yet technology is permeating healthcare at an incredible rate. DNA sequencing, gene editing, and other gene therapies, artificial intelligence, convergence. So you have to have collaboration between and among disciplines. And I feel here, talking to USF, talking to the community leaders, talking to companies, I feel like that collaboration is, again, part of your DNA. And I feel that ever more so than I do about Silicon Valley. And I've watched Silicon Valley grow. So the other thing I'd like to say is thank you to all of our partners. And I have the list here, and I'll try and get the order right, but Alex Kelly, Deputy Chief of Staff for Governor DeSantis, Jamal Sowell, former Florida Secretary of Commerce and CEO of Enterprise Florida, Ella Coffey, and everyone at the Florida Senate, Charlie Justice, and everyone at Pinellas County Board of County Commissioners, Mayor Ken Welch, City of St. Pete. Very happy to have met you for the first time, Mayor Welch. And Dr. Cynthia Johnson, of course, Andrea Falvey, and everyone at Pinellas County Economic Development. And then finally, J.B. Dubuque, St. Pete EDC. And finally, Tanya Elmore and Chris Paradise, and everyone at the Tampa Bay Innovation Center. We are looking forward to helping you attract companies here, and we are looking forward to sharing our research with our government partners, our educational partners, and the companies of St. Pete, because knowledge is power, and I have a feeling that St. Pete is going to become a very powerful beacon for innovation. So thank you for welcoming us. And before I go, I'll introduce, I won't introduce my team because they're scattered all over the place, but I want to thank my team. They have done all the work around this. I'm standing here, and yet we've had interfacing with the community directly on this project. We've had Lisa Dodd, who's head of our communications, over there. Yana Haynes, our chief strategy officer. Tom Stout, our chief operating officer. Is he? Oh, there he is. And I believe that Sebastian Menkert, our chief marketing officer, has also been very engaged in this project, and he is up there as well. And our liaisons to the community is Allie and Harry. Okay, Harry's there. Being very much focused on making sure the lines of communication are open. So we're looking forward to being on this journey with you. And thank you again for the warm welcome we have received ever since the moment we stepped foot on the ground in St. Pete. So thank you very much, and I'd like to welcome up Dr. Johnson once more to close this up.
You know, as you have heard, this has not been a individual sport. This has been a team sport. It has taken the efforts of everyone in this room and all of our partner and all of our networks to make today happen. And to keep today moving forward, we want to look forward to making sure that we have meaningful conversations and intentional activity to keep the innovation going. I do just want to take a moment to thank some of our internal Pinellas County departments. You know, economic development, I always said, and I've said 100 times, I'll continue to say it, is definitely a team sport. But inside of Pinellas County government, we have some great team players. And I want to just acknowledge Barb Hernandez, our Director of Communications, and her team, who were so very helpful in assisting us, as well as Tim with our real estate department and our partners with helping to make sure that the project moves forward in a timely fashion. July 2023 is the ribbon cutting day. Just thought I'd throw that out there. Just a little friendly reminder in front of a lot of people. But we've worked so wonderfully together, and we could not do this without the support of every employee at Pinellas County. In Pinellas County, we are one big team, and we are on a mission to make sure that we produce products that our citizens can have a better quality of life, and they can enjoy the economic vitality that we are creating through these partnerships. So I just wanted to make sure that I took some time to thank not only our external staff, but most importantly, my team. They're sprinkled about. If you're a PCED team member, just kind of raise your hand. I want to say thank you to you all. As Chris said, you know, this whole initiative started under the leadership of Mike Mydell. And we have all had visions of this day coming to fruition. So Mike is not here, but we definitely want to acknowledge all of his hard work and leadership to getting us to this place and space. So I have many partners in the audience, and I may have not mentioned each of you by name, but know Watson and Allison and Danielle and, you know, everyone else, that we definitely see you as continued partners as we build this innovation hub of Pinellas County. So at this time, we're going to end our comments, and then we're going to have some photo opportunities. So if you could, I'm looking for Carissa. Oh, there she is. Carissa, here to my left, will ask you to come up to take some pictures. She has organized the pictures, and she will advise you of who needs to come first. We're going to ask the dignitaries to please just kind of stay seated until Carissa pulls you over, and then we will make the mound available.